here, we're fixing that problem because a lot of people want it. But we do have to put those things in place. We do have to have the training program. We have to have the kitchen to actually facilitate that training. But most important, the tribe will have its own food inspector as well. We were sitting in USDA's office, 3 years ago, saying we got to deal with food inspection issues on any reservations. Here it is. This is a good example of it.
Yeah, well, if the fiscal department hasn't transferred money to the RCD, then you can make that happen tonight. So the first thing in the morning, money is transferred, if that is the holdup. It's unfortunate if that is the case, but that's what will happen.
Thank you.
Did you have a comment? Okay, go ahead.
So during the meeting, there's just been like a lot of pointing fingers and stuff. And so my main concern is, well, my two main concerns are, if we hire another store or we keep our store, what is the hiring process going to be? Are the same people who already work there going to be hired? Or I just don't know about the process. And my second one is, even if we do get a new store, what are our future solutions for that store? How are we going to stop infant station in that store? Because the rats aren't going to go anywhere. We can change the location, but they're not going to go anywhere. So we still have to have a plan on how we're going to keep them out of our new store or our old store or whatever store we plan on keeping.
As far as the hiring of the employees in the new facility, certainly we're going to do as much as we can to ensure that the employees that are going to potentially losing their jobs have some place to go. If we don't open a facility or a store in short term, which it looks like we probably won't, it's likely that there's not going to be a soft landing place for them as they receive their layoffs or ultimately are terminated. But certainly if in the amount of time that we have, we can find some employment for them. That's something that we would absolutely consider doing. As far as the infestation in the future, we've learned a lot about how this ultimately happens. And if we don't take lessons that we've learned and apply them in the future, then certainly we're going to continue to have failures. So any facility that's operating in the future, again, what Danny mentions as self-governance coordinator, we need to have inspectors that are there more often, as often as is necessary to ensure that the facility is compliant with all of the safety codes that are in place. So that's one way. Certainly we're going to have a facility that is modern, up to date, and wouldn't allow for rodent infestation. And again, once the problem is identified or you see that there's a rat or whatever it is, it needs to be addressed then and not allowed to sort of balloon into what it is now.
But I mean, why wait until we see a rat? Why not take further preventions as into like outside work before they even get to the building?
Sure, that's an equal concern as well. And the facility down there, we've actually taken measures to eliminate a lot of the brush in and around the area. We've worked to actually eliminate some of the foliage that's present. So, yeah, we are taking steps. Again, it's when these types of facilities, because of the food and the water and the access for shelter for rodents, it happens, from what we understand, pretty much across the industry. It's just when you do see that occur, or you have a rodent or a mouse or whatever it is, it's that you make sure you identify that immediately and take the steps necessary to eliminate it at that time. Now, obviously, the goal is to not have it happen, and you take all of the necessary preventive measures to ensure that it doesn't happen. So, yeah, you would ultimately hope to not ever have to deal with a rodent infestation. But if it does, in fact, happen, whether a storage door is left open and you have something run in or whatever the case might be, you want to address it immediately and make sure that the problem doesn't continue or persist.
Thank you.
Hey, Lewis.
I got you, Lewis.
Never.
Oh. Well, I'm not a teacher officer, the food distribution manager. The program is currently working on a disaster plan. Shereen White, the OAS, and her and me have been collecting data about the disaster plan for my program. I'll be able to provide food, box of food from my commodes, because my program currently serves 800 people, and that's to keep 2 months' supply extra for disasters. And this is a disaster, but this disaster is not presidential, which means it's going to be restrictions on the distribution of the foods, because it's just for foods for the store moving out, and justification from the chairman and his letter, and we need to know, get some numbers of people who are in need, but I understand I can't provide food for the children and all that. I can't get those kind of foods. I just had the food package what I provide, and I have supply right now, and it would only take within a couple of days to get it if it's approved. And Spring is collecting a lot of data right now, which I need to submit to them as soon as possible, and I'll be able to provide food packages to the community. But in return to the restrictions, commodity participants will not be eligible because they're getting the commodities already, and the food stamp people will not be eligible because they got food stamps, because the food package from the food distribution is so big that they can't get food stamps and commodities. Therefore, food stamp participants will not be eligible. So the word needs to go out that if they can't get to the stores because of EB card, they need to discontinue from food stamps and sign up for commodities because they're already eligible because they're low income. So the word needs to go out. What I need to know is what is the plan for the Hoopa tribe, for how long will this go on, because the disaster has to be, you know, it can't drag on. Something has to be done. The plan has to be there, and we need some numbers of, and then I can get the food pack would be of the needs of the people for them to eat and in the areas. So that's what we're working on. Me and Shereen, she's been on quite a bit, so that's where we're at. So thank you.
I appreciate that. We, Emmanuel actually had mentioned the need for the letter, and certainly we're supportive of that. So it's a matter of you guys compiling everything you need to compile, bringing the letter forward, and signing it, and getting the process moving. But thank you for that.
Thank you. My name is Lois Risling, Hoopa Tribal member. One of the things that I've learned from coming to this meeting is I want to thank the council for trying to take action on this and commend them for their immediacy for this, because it's easy to not do anything, and it's hard to try to figure out a plan to do something. So I want to say thank you for taking that time to do that. But I also want to add, I have to agree with the council's position and the chairman's position on the CK market and Ray's market. They have had ample opportunity, and there have been negotiations that were laid out by the council. They were told several times by the, according to the reports that we got this evening, they were told several times by the county health department, more than once, clean up the mess, clean up the rats, and they didn't do it. They were told by letter, they were told by interactions from council, from the chair, clean up the mess, and they didn't do it. Those are negotiations. What we have here is a ghetto store on our reservation. We're the end of the line for CK Markets. And that's what they do in the ghettos, in the urban areas, in the cities. They bring the stuff that they don't want. It's the end of the time. You buy milk from them, it doesn't last, even to the expiration date. Because when they bring it into their shop, into their store, they have no place to store it but outside before they can get it into a cold place. So we're the end of the line. And I don't see why we would want to bring them back. I would like to see another grocery store here. It would be nice to have a hardware store with it and all those things. We need another grocery store. But I urge the council to look at cleaning up that mess yourself and getting someone in there temporarily and then building a new facility. If it costs $2.5 million to build a new facility, then we need to invest in ourselves. Yeah, we need the money. We need per capita payments individually because we might have to buy tires. I got hit by a semi truck just Thursday, head on, towed out my truck, and now I have to buy a new truck. But I need a grocery store here. I need to have a place to go. The people around here need to have a place to go. And that's what we need to build. We need to build a new grocery store, and we need to have something in it. Temporarily, we need to clean that mess up. We need to let the CK Market go because they're going to keep treating us like a ghetto at the end of the line, and they're not going to worry about our health. They're not going to worry about it. They're going to just make sure we get diabetes. They're going to make sure that we're overweight. And we have to stop that. So I urge the council to continue. Look at cleaning up that facility so that we can get something in there temporarily. And look at building a new supermarket that can produce things for us. And yes, it's going to cost 2.5, but we have an opportunity coming. We have a windfall coming. And the council needs to look at that, and we as tribal members need to look at that. And I agree with Danny, we need our own inspectors. I couldn't believe this. It was like all those pictures, just besides the rats. They were locking doors. When they did that in the chicken factory, it burned up all the employees when there was a fire. We can't have that. We can't have lights that are dangerous and water that's coming down on our food. We have to stop that, and we need inspectors to do that, and we need to do it because we can have higher standards than the county. We need to take care of ourselves. So thank you, council, for tackling this very difficult problem.
Thank you. It's getting a bit late here. I guess the hope was that there would be an opportunity to be able to express, you know, the vision for the future, or individual tribal members, community members' vision for the future. We'll have to plan another meeting, plan another discussion. Certainly, we as a tribal council aren't going to stop having the discussions and meeting with people and getting a better understanding of what our options are. But we certainly want to be able to engage the community and the tribal membership in what it is that you'd like to see as well. So today, again, there were a lot of people that were here. I don't think they had the opportunity to get into that discussion. So sometime in the near future, it would have to be really soon, we ultimately have that discussion. But if there are additional comments that folks might have tonight, you can feel free to make them if you have it. If you, somebody wanted to follow up or...
It was, if they were going to do the right thing, they would have done the right thing. They didn't do that. So I think it's just, I would just put them aside and look for somebody else if you can. And temporary, I would probably have some store bring in food, even if you had to put it in here temporary and let people buy from them so that people can shop somewhat. So they don't have to go to town. Otherwise, you're going to have to find ways to get them on the buses or whatever to town, or you have to use vans from the tribe and take people on certain days or something so they can get their groceries. And you can't forget your elders. A lot of them can't even make it over to the place to get the food at these different places. So you have to think of how are they going to get there. So that's something to think about.
Well, I just have one more comment. Did meeting, you know... I wasn't aware of it until Serena Oyes told me, and I think that the tribe lacked communication with the membership of what's going on, because no one keeps asking me, when's the store room? I said, I don't know, I have no idea. What's the plan? There's no communication. We have some communication for the membership. That's what I see.
Yeah,
as a tribal member.
Opportunities to offer, you know, some final comments or some closing words from the tribal council if it's, if there's any interest in doing that.
Thank you so much. I just want to say, I want to just thank you people who came tonight to listen to this situation that we have. We've asked Race to pass the health inspector test. I don't think that they felt they could pass it when they sent us this letter tonight, and we received it this today. And so I think that moving forward with a new store and letting Ray's go is the best bet. Thank you for coming.
Tribal Council's priority is the health, safety, and welfare. Tribal members, everybody in the community, mobilized programs that work for us to assure that. We have been down there taking pictures, walking through the facilities. Tribal Council has gone down there, taken the board, and literally walked around the facility the facility, and they took the health report and things they focused on, things that were identified by the health department that they had to correct. So we've been very active in doing this. Negotiations have been going back and forth, and we're pretty adamant. You have to pass the health and safety code inspection, and we need an inspection report comes across to us and clearly states you're in compliance. Otherwise, we're not going to compromise that position. As far as a new lease, we brought on and we're looking at bringing on our expertise, our grocery people, our business people, to consult with the tribe. The lease that these people had in the past was highway robbery. They didn't have the expertise at the time come up with a good, sound contract. Believe me, if we have a management company come in here that provides grocery to the membership, we will have ironclad contract with them, because these issues of pest control are going to be well written in there. The rent and highway robbery that we haven't been getting dollars from Ray's Market will not continue. We will get a fair payment for the space, and we'll also get profit sharing out of it, plus our taxes. The taxes are more on the tarot side, which guarantees private employment. We're working very diligently to get that, and I agree with the chairman. It's going to be a real hard stance to continue or even consider to do business with Race. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate everybody coming. Appreciate CAG again for hosting the event. Look forward to another discussion in the future, and just would like to say again, thanks for everybody participating and coming out. Talk to you again soon. Thanks.
And we've been listening to a live broadcast from the neighborhood facilities. Discussion about Ray's Food Place, brought to you by the Hoopoe Valley Tribal Council, Hoopoe Valley Tribal members, Office of Emergency Services, and KIDE. Thank you for listening. Good night.